I'm talking to Breeda Vide, and okay. I'm also talking to Iris Smart. And I'm talking to both of you about your time in Jacobs. Now, Iris, before you got married, what was your maiden name?
Smart. I'm using my maiden name.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Iris, did you meet your husband in Jacobs?
No, not my husband. My present time partner I met in Jacobs.
What year did you join Jacobs then?
1973, the 13th of August 1973.
And was that straight from school?
No, indeed it wasn't. It was my third job. But when I went for the interview, they told me that I lived in Artane at the time on the Malahide Road, and they told me that if I got the job, that it probably wouldn't be for more than two years that they were in the process, and they'd already started, three of the ovens had already moved out to Talla, and they would be moving the whole lot from Bishop Street all out to Talla. So that if I took the job, it was not a long-term job, it was a short-term job, if you like. But when I was there for a year and a half, they came along and said to me, would I be interested in moving out to Talla? That there was very little, there was only a skeleton of a staff in it at that stage. And I said, OK, yes. And they even gave me disturbance money, which I was very happy with, most unexpected. So I did move out. Yes.
Oh, what did you do then when you went into Jacobs?
I worked in the management accounting office. That's where I worked with Tom Hope and Emer Proudfoot, whose father actually was the engineer chief out there at the time. Emer was my immediate boss, and then Tom Hope, he was the accountant, and we all worked in the management accounting office.
Was there a lot of excitement at that time, you know, that move from Bishop Street all the way out?
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot of activity, and in fact, they had a little minibus every half hour that used to leave on the hour in Bishop Street and on the half hour in Talla to come back. So all day long that went on. People were going and coming, especially in the offices, setting up stuff and bringing out files and everything. So that went on all day.
And you know the trip out. Where were you living at that stage?
I was living on the Malahide Road.
So you had to come in and get the bus.
I got a lift from Douglas Appleyard and another girl, Anita Foley, who worked in the offices. He picked her up and then he picked me up, and we went out to Talla. Yeah.
Yeah. And Brenda, did you use that bus service as well?
I did briefly. I started in Conlis when I was 16, and at 20 I had a cousin who worked in Bishop Street, and she said there was an interview coming up, would I be interested in the bonus office? And I was quite happy where I was. I liked meeting people. I didn't really want an office atmosphere, but I said I'd try it. It was only up the road from George Street. Went up, was successful in the interview. It was nearly double the money and no Saturday work. So I went back to my boss, Miss Dorn, from Connolly's shoe shop, and she says, much as we like you, we wouldn't stand in your way, that it's a great opportunity. And, you know, no Saturday work, and wouldn't stop me, but wished me all the best. So I took the job. And then Sean used to be the driver that brought me. I lived in the South Circular at the time, and I used to get down to Bishop Street and get the bus. Sean bring us up to Talla. But that was in 74, 1st of April 1974, I started.
So you went in 74, and Iris, you went in...
The previous August, yeah.
Just a year previous. And so you were both there together, and so... It must have been, at that time, your chief executive was Leo O'Donnell. Now, did he come and say, have a meeting with you and say, look, we will be moving very shortly to Talla? Or did you know at that stage that there were any plans to open a factory out in Talla?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was only weeks. I never got to know the mother house, as they called it. I was never one from the mother house. They called Bishop Street mother house. So if you're working from the mother house, you were sort of a blow-in. So I only was interviewed in Bishop Street.
Yeah.
But my actual job in that first April mood with Sean, and then I got the bus from South Circular out to Talla. So I never really got to know Bishop Street at all.
What, that migration, that move, because you're talking about an awful lot of people now, and they were all moving from the city out the country, really.
Very much so, very much so.
Do you remember the houses that were built for people who...
wasn't that many houses. I mean, the old Belgard Road is there and is now gone. It's the new Belgard Road now. But the old Belgard, I thought I was moving. I lived in Sarsertler, so I wasn't miles away. But I felt that first day, Sean did first, and then I had to go up to Dauphin's Barn and get 77 out. And I thought that bus would never stop, because I said, where am I going? I really felt I was in the middle of nowhere. There was nothing. There was plenty of factories, but very little houses around. Like, you had Ernie's, you had Gallagher's, you had Ernie's. There's Ernie's on the main Belgard Road, and you had Glen Abbey on the Glen, and they're all gone now. Mm. Then you had Jacobs, and then around in Ayrton Road you had Gallagher's. So there's a lot of big companies and a lot of employees been employed there. But I didn't know the area for houses, and it was only, I was a good while living on the South Circle, and we decided to move. So I'm 30 something years now up in Kingswood, which is about 10-15 minutes away from but Belgard pub was the main pub then. It was the big centre. Everything happened in the Belgard. All the dues were on the Belgard. Dinner, lunches, we went up, you had to queue one side for your lunch, one side for your sandwiches, and you know, big busy place. Tala, the Malloy's, used to be another place. Remember the hot pies? Come out in a silver little bowl and a chicken pie. Absolutely fabulous. You cut into it and the steam come out of it. It was lovely. And we, that day you did go out and have a few drinks maybe and come back to work. Not nowadays. Wouldn't be tolerated. You'd be fired at you where I am now for doing that.
Yeah.
But then you would have a little social get together.
Yeah. Talking about social activities, Iris, what do you remember about the, say, the social side of life?
That would be more Brenda's end of it now. The social end of it.
Was the big gathering. I can't remember. I think it was 79 or something we won it. But it was a big thing. It was offices and factory together. It didn't matter who you were. You just got in, did a bit, off stage, on again. Big combination of every section was involved. And I say, it didn't matter when your management, your mallow department, the chocolate room, the offices. It was just a great, big, happy family trying to go out there and win. Mm. And that was good. Brought the offices and the factory very much so together. Yeah. And then we had a social club, which didn't look much on the outside, but it was quite cosy on the inside. And that I worked in that for 10 years behind the bar.
Oh, was there a good bonding between the staff at the time? You know, or was there a bit of a change, you know, that move out to Tala? Did you lose a lot of the original staff? And
yes, I think a lot of people were living inner city, living around Thomas Street, James Street, around. And, of course, once you're married, you couldn't go back to Jacob's Abbey Street at that time. So I think a lot of them felt Tala was just a step too far for them. So I think a lot of people were employed from around the area of Tala because it was just too far out for a lot of people to travel.
Yeah.
But I'd say there was a bit of this, the offices and the factory. Sense it, you know. I didn't personally look down. I wouldn't dream of looking down on anyone. I mean, I had a job and they had a job. They didn't work, I didn't work, so I had that attitude. But I was a bit nervous going down. I worked in the bonus office and going down, I felt all eyes were staring at me. And you go down the band to put up the notices of what bonus they got. They weren't, of course, but you were conscious of every eye in the place. And I wasn't used to the factory, and just to walk down and see. And now when you got used to them all, and then I was in wages, so I used to pay behind in the pay hatch, paying them out. And of course, you got to know everyone, and you know, it was really nice.
Yeah. But Iris, it was a brand new factory, wasn't it? I mean, when you first went in.
Yes, it was. Purpose built. Yeah, purpose built.
And so you. So can you describe to me, you know, where your workplace, where it was, and what you were doing exactly?
Well, when I went out, as I say, I stayed behind on Bishop Street. There was only, I think, 4 office staff left because I hadn't, as I said, initially planned to go out to Tala. I just took the job while they were still in Bishop Street. But as I say, they offered me then a job out there. They were very welcoming. Now, I was under the offices, you know. I was out working in the offices for a good while before I actually got onto the factory floor, because it was only when I went to work, met up with Brenda and the gang in the bonus office, that I started to go out to the factory. Because initially up in the offices, I had no reason to go down to the factory. I wouldn't have been in the factory. So I was a few years working there before I went down to the factory floor through my work in the bonus office.
Okay, and the factory floor, can you explain to me what was going on there?
The factory floor was where all the ovens were and all the
The
bakers, all the different sections. There was the bakehouse, the mallow department, the chocolate room, and the assorted packing.
Okay. Everything spanking new, and new machinery.
New machinery, yes, and a stainless steel floor. That's a big squares of stainless steel on the floor. And you had to dress up, put your overall on and your hat. Everything had to be, you know, for hygiene reasons. Mm. Yeah.
And this was new to you as well?
Oh, very new to me. I'd never been on a factory floor before.
And did you get training to do what you were doing?
In the bonus office? Oh, yeah, we were shown how to work out the bonuses. It was all organised. Yeah, there was all rates for different work.
And but on the factory floor...
We only went to the factory floor to put up, as Brenda said, to put up the performances, how well they did or how bad they did the previous day.
Was there a bit of a responsibility doing that?
No, I just got in, did it and got out.
No, there wasn't. No responsibility.
But you were conscious of that, you know, they all knew each other. They were all going away with their job, putting the mallows in and packing. Watching you.
Yeah.
You felt all eyes were on you, but of course... Yeah. You know, they were caring. Only wanted to know what notes to put up, how much they were going to get at the end of the week in the bonus or in the wages.
Yeah, but how did you judge people? How did you work out how much extra bonus they were going to get?
It depended on what the plant, how many biscuits or tons of biscuits that they produced. And there was a piece rate per ton of biscuits, and they were allowed for break times and they were allowed for breakdowns. There was, you know, if the machine broke down, they weren't penalised. They were allowed 100%, 110% for that. And it was quite a simple mathematical procedure to work it all out. Yeah, it was all very organised. Work study used to go down and... time them and check them, and then through that we got the rate to work out per ton of biscuits that were produced on a certain plant what they got.
Okay. Was that the way it was?
Yep, I just had forgotten completely how we worked it out. I just remember going down and putting it up, and eventually it went because it was brought into their wages, so there was no need for bonus office as such, because they eventually got it down so low that it wasn't worth talking about, so they put it into their wages then.
One of the negotiations that the unions would have, there was no such thing then as a bonus. It was all into their basic pay. The bonus was sort of done away with, but it was incorporated in their basic pay.